Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. In Black Belt Selling, oh, I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
Hey, you're still there. In Black Belt Selling, we teach you about how to become an expert in sales, and then we bring experts to you to help you master sales and become more confident in sales. And so our guest today is James Winsor. James is from Nottingham, England, and we are working hard to bring him on. He is in a studio, but we're having some technical problems. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to see what I can do about this. So I know we have a live listener on, and I want to thank you for joining us today. Thank you for joining. Let me tell you a little about James while we're waiting to get him on. Yep, he's showing that he's in the studio, which is an interesting...
Here, why don't you work on that one, Mom, and I will start talking a little bit, because I know quite a bit about internet marketing. So let me just do a little bit of vamping here while you bring him in. So I'm Stephanie, obviously, and I have been... I've been online, really messing with the online sphere since I was in high school. But I still remember my first introduction to Facebook, and I don't believe I've ever told this story before. But I was at the new student orientation at college, and at the end of orientation, you know, we've had our two leaders who've led us around campus and walked us through and introduced us everything. And one of the guys goes, you know, at the end of it, he goes, you know what, we're here for you guys, you new students, we love doing these new student orientations, we love helping you guys out, so look us up, find us on, you know, the interweb, find us on Facebook, find us wherever you can. And I almost raised my hand to be like, what's Facebook? Because I'd never heard of it before. And I was like, no, you know, it must be some sort of Otterbein thing, I'm sure I'll hear about it soon enough. Well, of course, obviously, long story short, I figured out Facebook had nothing to do with the school that I was going to. but it was a great introduction to social media and how pervasive it had become already at that point in time. That was, at this point, that was 2007, so we're talking 8 years ago. But it's become one of the most valuable pieces for marketing for business. Because online marketing, social media marketing, online marketing, the two, they're not quite interchangeable, obviously, big differences there, but they absolutely have made a difference in the business world, not just because of what we were talking about last week, where we talked about how 50% of the people on the young, you know, the up-and-coming 40 under 40 richest people in the U.S., 50% of that list made their money in social media apps, but also because social media has put the small to the medium-sized business on level with some of the bigger businesses. And in fact, some of these small to medium-sized businesses are doing a better job with their social media marketing than some of the big businesses, which is absolutely mind-boggling and, to my eye, extremely cool. So we promised you guys some information as far as, you know, the biggest mistakes people make in internet marketing. Keys to becoming successful, advice for someone who's just getting started, and the next few steps for someone who is just getting started. So let me go ahead and start. You know, I've been doing social media marketing, internet marketing, including SEO and SEM, and all of the PR and all the fun stuff that you can do through the internet for marketing. I've been involved with this stuff since 2011, actually, 2010. Yeah. Yes, 2010. I've been actively marketing. I got really, really involved in 2011 when I got a job actually selling social media marketing. And I've worked with close to 500 businesses at this point over the past 3 years, 4 years, helping them figure out how to market their business online. So the biggest mistake that I see is, for me personally, I see people trying to market without a plan. Without a strategy for how to take that information big, without they're just throwing information out there. And, you know, Mom, I'm seeing someone else has joined us on the line. Is that James by any chance?
No, I don't think so. We can try. It should come in as a Skype number. Yeah,
okay.
Should come
in
as a Skype. He is getting into Skype, but let me check with him. Let me see if this is it.
Okay, no worries. For those of you who just joined us, we
Hello.
Are working. Go ahead.
James?
Hi.
This is James. All right. So, is that James?
Yep, it is. Hi.
I'm sorry, who's this?
Yes, this is James. Can you hear me okay?
Yes,
there we go.
Can.
Now we can.
Thank you for joining us, James. I apologize. Just so that our listeners know, I always feel obliged to share some of the technical problems we have. And, of course, because we're doing live broadcast, technical problems abound. And what happened is I sent a link to James to join by computer, and so it didn't quite work out. But we're very grateful to have James with us today. And so, Stephanie, if you don't mind, I'm going to go back to our intro to give James the proper introduction so he can get started, okay?
Of course, go for it.
Okay. So, first of all, thank you for joining us, James, and for continuing to persist in being with us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for inviting me on.
You're welcome. You're welcome. James joins us from Nottingham, England. And he is an expert in internet marketing and the live streaming app Periscope. And one of the things I find very fascinating about James is that he started the world's first cell phone ringtone company. Is that right, James?
Yes, or mobile phone ringtone company, as we say in the UK.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We do have a couple of English differences here. If that's okay with you, we'll just move on. So since we've lost some time, we want to get straight into some content here. First of all, James, how did you get started in internet marketing?
Well, it was something that I was always interested in as a hobby. I remember it probably started with my mum worked as a mobile hairdresser, so she was quite entrepreneurial herself. And she saved up for a BBC microcomputer that was one of the first computers available in the UK. And I got into it then. I started making my own programs, little games and things. And then along came bulletin boards before the internet. And then we got the internet in the UK a little bit after the US. It was companies like AOL and CompuServe that brought it over to the UK, and that's when I first started to make websites.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about your first company.
Well, the first proper company I started was called Fat Tones, which was the first mobile phone ringtone company, and I was doing a job, I was working in a customer services job at the time, and I remember I started being less bothered about getting into any trouble and trying to keep on the manager's side, because my part-time income started to bring in a lot more money than I was making in my full-time income. And it was only really a hobby, but it did become very, very popular. The mobile phone ringtone craze was quite lucrative, especially when I was the only company doing it. But it did get more and more saturated, and I did lose my market share eventually. But while it was going, it was a very, very good business. I learned a lot from that.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Someone was talking to me yesterday, and she goes, you know, I love to ask entrepreneurs what's the biggest mistake they've ever made or the biggest lesson they've ever learned. And she goes, and if they tell me I haven't made any major mistakes yet that I really regret, she said, I just laugh and tell them, just wait, you'll get there.
Yeah, definitely.
But just a little aside, what are the biggest mistakes? You know, when I was kind of vamping, waiting for you to get on, I started to talk about some of the biggest mistakes I see people making in internet marketing, but I'm really interested to hear, what are some of the biggest mistakes you see people making in internet marketing?
Well, there are a lot of them, and there's a lot of common pitfalls that people tend to fall into, but I think the main one would be not collecting email addresses. With the mobile phone ringtones, it was okay because we did collect mobile numbers. We had to have the mobile number to deliver the service. But a lot of times today, even back then, probably we was missing out on customers because we were not collecting email addresses right off the bat. So when you've got a blog or any kind of website, you need to collect visitors' email addresses, because a lot of times it takes people several visits before they make up their mind about buying a product or service, especially if you've got a higher value offering. So you need to collect the email address and then keep in touch with people, because probably they've visited your website and then they're going to be looking around other sites, maybe competitor sites, before they make up their minds about who they're going to buy from. So if you can keep in your customer's mind while they're in that decision-making time, there's much more chance that they're going to purchase from you. So I'd say that's the biggest one.
And what would you consider? So that is the biggest one. And in the second half, I also was able to garner some questions from my Periscope viewers who are interested in internet marketing. So we'll tackle maybe lead pages in the second half. What would you consider to be another major pitfall that people in internet marketing, especially beginners, tend to fall into?
Yeah, there are a lot, like not doing SEO. I always say, I can't remember, I heard it from somebody else, that amateurs guess and professionals know. So it's always important to do things like keyword research and find out exactly what your potential customers are searching for on the internet, because if you're just guessing, the chances are you're going to get the keywords wrong, so you're not going to get as much traffic to your content as if you were doing keyword research. And often you find that the keywords people are using are totally different to what you would expect. So I would always recommend doing SEO, learning about it. You can learn about it from moz.org. moz.org. They've got a free course on search engine optimization that's very good. So anybody can learn about that and then start implementing it. It sounds complicated, but it's a very, very important piece of the jigsaw, for sure.
James, could you repeat that again for our listeners, that website?
Yeah, it's moz.org. They've got a free course about learning about SEO.
M-O-Z, like M-O-S-E-D dot org?
Oh, sorry, M-O-Z dot org.
Oh, M-O-Z dot org, okay.
We say
My mistake.
Z in the UK, I forget about that.
We say Z in the United States.
Yeah. The other thing a lot of people make the mistake of is partnering with things that they've not properly researched. And a lot of the time people will promote things just to make money, but they've not bought the product, they've not looked into it, they've not checked that it's kosher or legit. So I would say only promote things that you've actually bought yourself and that you are really happy to promote, because it's your relationships and your reputation that's at stake if you promote something that's not what's promised.
Awesome. I agree 100%. You're absolutely right. People do tend to get a little bit caught up with the whole idea of, oh, well, this is great. This looks good. Let me promote it to my followers. But, you know, sooner or later, it may work for a little while, but sooner or later you're going to run into problems. You start to lose credibility and just starts going downhill very quickly.
Exactly.
You know,
there is a lot of that on the internet.
There is. And sooner or later, you know, you have nothing left to stand behind when you promote something. Whereas you have a great name, you know, people know they can trust the stuff you put out, you'll have a very easy time getting people to pick up sales from you. Very strong integrity thing going on right now, that people don't believe you have integrity, they just won't buy from you.
Exactly.
Now, you've done a lot. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
Sorry, I'm getting a vibration from my phone. Let me just switch that off. Just 1 second.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to say something there.
I don't know why. Got notifications off.
All right. So you ready? Okay. So I'm curious to know. I love to ask this question because everyone seems to have a different answer. They all seem similar, but everyone seems to have a different answer for the most part. So what are some of your keys to being successful? You know, we have a lot of entrepreneurs on the show. We have a lot of sales reps who may be facing a very tough time right now. What are some of the keys you would give them to encourage them to become successful?
The main thing is that the main thing I see that's holding people back is they are always in the learning phase and they are not implementing quickly enough. There's a perfectionist kind of people won't do things because they don't think they're good enough at it yet. So they're always learning, and then they're attracted to the next shiny object that comes along. People are making millions online by selling internet marketing courses to people who are constantly learning about the next thing. But they're never stopping to implement something. So I would say that you need to find a system that converts, and then focus on driving targeted traffic to those pages so that you can generate opt-ins or sales. And always keep developing new content all the time. So once you've got one thing working, build something out so that you can increase your income. Because I do believe in multiple streams.
Yes, and speaking of product creation, why don't you share with us what your product is that you've just created? And really quickly, for our listeners, whether you're listening live with us right now or you're listening to the recording, the way I met James was through Periscope. I met him through Periscope. I actually try to catch as many of his broadcasts as I can because he is always so, one, you're very engaging, James, but also you always give a lot of great, great content. So I want you to share with our listeners this new product that you've put out that I think is phenomenal. I'm actually one of your customers.
Yes, thank you, Anna. You can probably help to promote it more than I can, because I'm not very good at self-promotion. But what I can say is I spent weeks and weeks, over a month in fact, putting the content together for this latest course. It's all about using the fastest growing social network in history to generate leads and sales for your business and get followers on it for free. And it's Periscope that I'm talking about, the new live video broadcasting platform by Twitter. And I think that not a lot of people have heard about it yet, but it's the first network to get to 10 million users in just 4 months. It's taken a lot longer for all of the other networks to get that big. And it's got an amazing community. There's such great people on there. I think possibly because they are mostly early adopters, but it is fantastic for getting visibility, building up trust, and actually generating leads and sales. So, yeah, my new course is 12 modules of HD video and text-based training, plus 3 bonus products that I released in the past on LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube, and a 30-day Periscope challenge, which has ideas about what to broadcast about every day. Because the biggest question that everybody is asking is, what do I talk about? So that's what I'm answering through this product.
Yes, and if you want to... I'm sorry, what was that?
Sorry, that's basically it in a nutshell. And it is at half price at the moment.
It is. It's a great, great price. And so if you want to check this out, I would highly encourage you to do it. Periscope is one of the, well, it is the fastest growing social media platform. And if you want to check it out, then you need to go to bit.ly/PeriMastery, bit.ly/Peri, PeriMastery. And you can sign up for it. But we want to get moving along because we have so much more that we want to talk about, and I'm afraid we may even run out of time, which means we may have to bring you back, James, if that's the case. But the next question is, let's see, did we talk about keys to becoming successful here? Have we talked about the key?
The biggest thing is taking action, not just learning. You don't have to be perfect. You can actually earn while you learn.
Yep, that is powerful. And really that falls into, you know, the advice that you can have for someone getting started. And then we'll cover a couple of questions from Periscope.
Okay, well, for somebody just getting started in internet marketing, my biggest advice to you would be, don't do it just for the money. Have a bigger reason than just money. It's something that I've learned over and over again. Money goals just don't cut it. You need to think of something bigger. So I use a vision board. I know there's loads of different methods, but whichever method you use, just focus on your goals other than money. So think, what could the money do for you? And that will help you to be consistent every day, put in the effort that you need to create content, do whatever's necessary, doing things like going to networking groups as well, or using Periscope for that, to actually meet people, meet your target customers, meet people as well that you can do joint ventures with. Things like this, being interviewed on an international radio program is an excellent way that you can boost your credibility and visibility. So also think about something specific. So don't just go in for general marketing, doing all sorts of different affiliate programs. Think about what you're passionate about, and if you focus on that, you'll find it's much more easy to stick to, and it's less like work and more like making money by doing something that you love. Other than that, just learn about blogging and SEO as well. They're the main things that will help you.
Yeah, much agreed. I believe, actually, Mom, why don't you take this next question, because I'm not sure I'm going to phrase it properly here.
Okay, so now we're going to get it. We don't have much time, and unfortunately it was because of our little technical glitch at the beginning, which I do apologize for, James. But also, because you're a live broadcaster, it's kind of goes part and parcel with the course, right?
Yeah.
So from Amy Groover out of Michigan, she had a couple of questions, and I thought we could kind of combine them because I think they go together. She asks, how do you create a lead page, and how do you link lead pages to freebies?
And how long have I got to answer?
Let's see. You have not very long. Well, if you can wrap it up like in about 3 minutes, will that give you plenty of time?
Okay. Well, there's loads of different ways to do lead capture pages. It's hard to explain in as little as 3 minutes, but whatever system you use, you need some kind of squeeze page. So you will drive targeted traffic to your page. For example, an example of how I did it when I started on Periscope, I used to say on all of my scopes, if you would like a free checklist about what to say on every one of your scopes to generate more hearts, more comments, more shares, more interaction, then go to, and then I gave my website address, and then people would put in their name and email address, they would get the download instantly, and I generated thousands and thousands of opt-in leads that way. So the key is create some kind of opt-in form. All of the major email responders, autoresponders offer this. And then you need some kind of freebie, which is so good that people would pay for it, that you give it away in return for a name and email address. That's it.
So
in
you
a
want.
Nutshell.
So basically, what you want to do is you want to drive traffic to the lead capture page, the domain, the website that you have the lead capture page on, and offer a freebie that someone would pay money for, but you're giving away for free. So we're looking at value-driven. Is how we do
exactly.
This?
Yeah, so it takes some time to create that product, but once it's created, you can use it over and over.
Yes.
And it's free to deliver as well, of course.
Of course, of course. Well, Stephanie, do you have any last questions for James before we wrap this up?
I have lots more questions, but I think it will take us far more time than we have here. So I am going to exercise some self-control here and say, let's bring him back again in 2016 for sure. But thank you so much, James. Do you mind, I'm not sure, Mom, if you've got the link or James has the link, but just one more time for any of our listeners who was kind of listening there, wasn't sure what the link was for this incredible new program that he's worked out. Mom, what's that link again?
The link is bit.ly/PerryMastery, and Perry is spelled P-E-R-I, and of course, mastery. So bit.ly/PerryMastery, and I've been looking through it, and it is a phenomenal course because I enjoy watching and speaking with James, and of course the interaction between James and all of the people on Periscope. And I personally believe, and James, you can comment on this briefly, I personally believe that if you are serious about internet marketing, you should be broadcasting on Periscope. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's even more powerful than Google Hangouts. You get a lot more people joining your broadcasts once you've built up an audience. And if anybody would like any tips, I always scope about marketing tips for small and home-based business owners especially. They can follow me at WINSOAR on the Periscope app, and every day I give tips away for free. So
awesome.
I would love your listeners to take part. That would be awesome.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate you coming out, James. And for all of our listeners, whether you're grabbing this on the recording or you're listening live, we will go ahead and we'll post all of these links, you know, how to follow James on Periscope, how to get access to this program, all that information. We'll post that in our group. So of all the information we've given you, the only thing you really, really have to remember is www.facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. Go check it out. Grab your links. We will be back again next week talking about how to handle the stress of the holidays and get the most out of it. I am excited for the opportunity to sit down with you guys next week and talk about something that has become very near and dear to my heart after seeing it derail so many people. I'm looking forward to helping you guys find success for 2016. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to work with all of our listeners again next year. thank you guys so much. For right now, I'm Stephanie, here for Anna, signing off. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas, and just for today, England, too. Have a great week, guys.